carried by the female Anopheles mosquito, malaria is a disease of the poor. In rural Africa, it is killing the young and the vulnerable. The need for a vaccine which would dramatically reduce mortality has never been greater. Dedicated teams of scientists all over the world, at universities, at commercial laboratories, and in small frontline labs buried deep in malaria-infested forests, search for answers to the malaria enigma. One such laboratory is the Tropical Diseases Research Unit at Lambaréni in Gabon on the west coast of Central Africa. The research unit is part of the famous hospital built on the banks of the Ogowe River in 1913 by Dr. Albert Schweitzer. Very much an outpost in the jungle, Lambaréni is on the forefront of malaria research. Its team includes people from Gabon, other African nations, Europe, and the Middle East, and is headed up by parasitology professor Peter Kremsner of the University of Tübingen in Germany.
Malaria is a serious problem in the whole of the tropical world, especially in Africa or here in Gabon. About 400 million cases are seen every year, and about 1 to 2 million, especially children in Africa, die because of malaria. We see around 10 cases a day, sometimes 20, 30 malaria cases a day. Year round, we see 5 to 8,000 malaria cases in our unit.
Staffers from the research unit regularly visit villages throughout Gabon. They also investigate ways to control the spread of malaria in these villages. When they find suspected cases, they bring the patient back to the Schweitzer Hospital. But patients also find their own way here, sometimes from far away. The hospital treats thousands of Gabonese every year, saving lives and doing continuous research into the causes and prevention of malaria. An important part of Schweitzer's village hospital concept is the accommodation of patients and their relatives. For about $13, a patient receives a package that includes a doctor's consultation, medical tests, and medication. Hospitalized patients may also bring along their family or friends. The pediatric ward is filled with children, a quarter to a third of them malaria cases. In the shadow of malaria's many fatalities, the doctors of the research unit sometimes take turns working around the clock and hoping that one day soon, a vaccine will be found.